Asian Pop Radio Australia. 영원한 건 절대 없어 결국엔 넌 댄싱 바바바바바 원더더와지 노바 모두 I'm girl strong number one baby baby I'm girl strong Asian Pop Radio Australia Asian Pop Radio Australia
Can you believe it? We are less than a week away from Christmas. This is Asian Pop Radio Australia with Jay John, and filling in for Jeanette this week is this man,
BJ.
Hey, BJ.
Hi. Looking forward to Christmas?
I am. Christmas is always a very scary time, isn't it? It all happens so fast, and you've got so much to organize, and people are running around like crazy. Well, let's have a look at what's on the show this week. Katie is back with an intro to Asian Pop.
Today we are taking a look at the ups and downs of K-pop girl group EXID. A two-year-old group made up of five members, Solji, Lee, Hani, Hyerin, and Junhwa.
We have another interview with another Malaysian recording artist by the name of OJ Law.
That's right.
Hi, this is OJ Law from Malaysia, and if you hear your DJ getting tongue-tied, there's a good chance you're listening to Asian Pop Radio.
I'm pretty excited about OJ Law because I've loved his music for a very long time, so looking forward to that. Cassie brings us a fresh news update.
And I'm going to bring you the K-pop news wrap of the week.
Fantastic. And we'll reflect on the year of 2014, what went down in the world of Asian pop, and what you guys thought about it. So we might try and get a couple people on the line.
Oh, that's cool.
Music this week.
An Indonesian girl band SOS with the Drop It Low.
Yes, and we do have a competition for SOS this week on the show, which we will share with you in a little while.
Magic Power give us a track called Marksman.
And not one, but two AKB48 tracks this week, including the track Obedient Slave.
Wow.
If that wasn't inappropriate, we are going to start off with a track that has a language warning, because that's how we roll. We're going to the new one by Skillex with GD, of course, G-Dragon, the leader of 21, CL, and Diplo with the song called Dirty Vibe.
Dirty Vibe.
Absolutely love this one. You're going to love it too if you haven't heard it. Here it is on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Dirty vibe. up Molly, I rock microphones. Point it at you, girl, watch your ass, sing along.
Talk shit with the prettiest lips. Blow a kiss, kick a hole in your speaker and then split.
Do it just for fun, I come second to none. Swerving in the Lambo like a son of a gun.
What, you ain't know? I'm your girl's lesbian
crush. She ain't with you, she be rolling my dirty
vibes. E to the D, motherfucker. Who am I? Think I got so booty die, motherfucker. But I don't know some number. It's the beat on the come up. Get it, huh?
Dirty Vibe, Skillex with GD, CL and Diplo on Asian Pop Radio Australia. What do you think of that, BJ?
Well, it was really up-tempo, wasn't it?
It was a little bit in your face.
Yeah, well, I like that.
I know he's collaborated, the two of them collaborated together before, GD and Skillex, right? And I was waiting for something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Hell of a lot of English content in there.
Yeah, this
might be one of the things to really get
very energetic. I used to go to parties like that all night.
Yeah.
It's a boom, 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 boom.
You remember them?
No, of course I do.
It was ringing in my ears. I can't remember anything else. Let's go to Cassie with the Asian Pop News Update.
Across the community radio network, this is the Asian Pop News Update.
Hello and welcome to the Asian Pop Radio News Update. Sid bassist Aki has been revealed to be making his solo debut. On December 5th, a digital single was released by an unknown artist who was later revealed to be Sid member Aki. The bassist is set to release a limited album through Tower Records on January 28, and in addition, will hold his first solo live on February 3. The upcoming album will be comprised of 11 songs in which Aki is in charge of lyrics, composition, bass and vocals. Will Pan has finally rescheduled his Taipei concert that had been previously halted after he had suffered a head injury. The singer revealed that the concert will be held on January 31 with a long post that told of his desire to return to the stage via his Facebook page. Will also stated that to conquer the arena would be to conquer fate. After School's Lizzy has been reportedly preparing for her solo debut. According to insiders, the singer is set to release her first solo album early next year and will be tearing away from her typical songs to take on the trot genre. Lizzy's interest in trot music has spanned from her early days as she had previously sung a trot song on NBC's Quiz to Change the World. This has been the Asian Pop Radio News Update. Now back to J. John.
Flashback. Thank you, Cassie. Back in the Asian Pop Radio studios. Always good to have Cassie keep us up to date in all things Asian pop, not just K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have a little bit of a K-pop chat coming up, don't you, BJ?
Yes, I do.
Awesome. Before we do that, we're going to go to AKB48, new track. Our music director, Travis, is just very, very excited about this track and the whole EP that they've put out. He was just going off more than GD and CL.
Oh, I'm very interested.
Obedient Slave.
Ooh.
On Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Just tell me what you want. Yeah! You name it!
I do it.
I'm waiting.
Let's go!
Let's give up on, go watch it, しかったら弱くなるって気づくことには慣れてないんだ。情報のために投げしたんだ。みんな従順なセーブになろう。僕はあれからプロは例の身だよ。逃げ出せばいいと言われたって見抜く二人
from AKB48. It is Obedient Slave on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Someone else that's quite obedient is BJ, who's joining me this week.
Obedient Slave, Dirty Vibe, you name it.
Dirty and obedient.
We have it all in the show.
Best of both worlds. Mm-hmm. Time now for this.
Say hello to Australia's biggest online K-pop news website. Here's Hello K-pop with a Korean pop news update.
BJ, of course, filling in mm-hmm. more than one way this week for Jeanette, but also Phil of Hello K-Pop, who usually does our weekly updates.
Exactly. And yes, okay, well, this is the Hello K-Pop news highlights.
Hey, hey.
Jessica, former member of Girls' Generation, attended to the Yahoo Asia Biz Awards, Yahoo Asia Buzz Awards in Hong Kong. The award for most searched female of 2014.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. I mean, it's in Asia, but it makes sense because in our present time with all this searching going on, it's a pretty nice
soul searching.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of that happens in Seoul.
Well, a lot does. And I like the award because it means that you completely rely on your fans.
Right, yeah.
Because they have to look for you, and that's how you actually end up with that award. Mm. So I like it. It's a pretty cool thing. Sung Min of Super Junior got married with musical actress Kim Sa-eun. Yeah, in front of their loved ones, family, friends, and other celebs, such as Brad Little and Yo Yun Sang.
Okay.
They sang a duet together.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's really nice to as conclude part
of
the ceremony.
So as part of their ceremony, mm-hmm. they sang at the end of them getting married.
Yeah.
Or the ceremony after the church.
No, just in during the ceremony to conclude it. They have this little duet together. Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, I would like to do that. I just don't
have to become a K-pop star first.
I'd have to get married. I have to find someone. Okay, well, last week we reported about Psy, of course. Do you still remember what I was talking about, Jason? I'm testing you now.
Someone was going to be featuring in his concert at the end of the year.
No.
Fail.
Fail. It was about his parody of Hyuna's song... Red.
Yes,
exactly. So the latest news around him right now is that he will have G.O.D. joining him.
Right, yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
On his concert.
Amazing.
So we'll keep tracking him. The concert will be in the Olympic Gymnastics Arena in Seoul.
Yep.
Five concerts, and at least one will be attended by G.O.D. So maybe all five. I don't know. Mm. We'll see about that. 2PM have released their short preview of their new Japanese song 365.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was composed by their own member, Junho.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of Junho.
You can say however you want.
Junho. Let's do
Junho. Send hate mail to asianpopradio@yahoo.com.
And the video shows that boy's playing around on the beach. How does that sound?
Splashing.
Fantastic, baby.
Splash, splash.
As well as some behind-the-scenes footage. And they sing about their happiness brought to them by their fans 365 days of the year.
They'd be awfully cold at the beach this time of the year in Seoul, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Surprised the water is water and not just ice.
Well, maybe they have furry hats.
That's how you know you're a real man in Korea. You splash around in the water in the wet, you know, minus 20 degrees.
Cold ice, baby.
Winter. Well, that conjures visions in winter, but let's move on.
Right. Infinite's L, 2PM's Nihyun.
Yeah.
Nihyun.
He's the one that likes
Min-ho.
To drive bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's had all sorts of driving trouble over the years.
CN Blue's Young Young Hwa.
Yeah.
And B1A4's Barrow will join hand and perform as Lucky Boys on SBS Gayo Awards.
This is really cool, this story.
Yeah.
I was reading up on this today on the Hello K-Pop update.
It's pretty cool that they join and, you know, make this big show with all of them together.
I know. It's kind of like the Super Troopers back in the day.
Right, it's like combine your powers. And actress Park Shin-hae will be emceeing the awards, so there'll be more stars out there.
Yep.
21 will be performing that day also without Park Bom.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Because of the whole drug allegation situation.
Exactly, yeah. There's some difficulties going on there.
Yeah, so. They're just pretending she doesn't exist for a little while, but they'll bring her back bigger and better than ever.
Well, the awards will be held on the 21st of December.
Yeah.
So that's really soon.
Yeah. So, so they might need to relaunch her sometime in the new year.
We'll see more about that.
Cool. All right. Thanks, BJ, for that Hello K-Pop weekly update.
Thank you.
And of course, you guys are working on the editing of the Hello K-Pop daily update.
Every day.
To find it, you can either go to hellokpop.com or
go to the Facebook page of Hello K-Pop, of course.
Or our Facebook page.
Or
our iTunes account. Search for Asian Pop Radio Australia. So you just do the work. You don't know where it is.
I'm so into this, yeah.
All right, now just quickly before we go to the next track, because it's all relative, I would like to share a giveaway that we're doing on our Facebook page. We might as well tell you here now as well. We have two copies of Indonesian girl group's SOS and their EP, Drop It Low. Of course, it was released last year, the song Drop It Low, but we got a heap of these copies sent to us this year, and we saved two for Christmas for a giveaway.
Wow.
Basically, the album is signed by every girl in the group. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 girls.
How do I win it?
All you have to do is get to our Facebook page, find the SOS post, which is a little while down, but basically you have to send us an email via asianpopradio@yahoo.com. Tell us you want to be in the running and include your postal address, and you have until Sunday night, I believe, to get your entries in. So
do it now.
Make sure you enter this comp, because these girls are super famous, they're super good looking, the album is awesome, and you have the chance to have your own Rigid Edge signed copy in your hands.
Fancy that.
Or anywhere else in your pants. Whatever you want to do with it, really.
Where you want
to stick it. You have to hold it. You can just put it on the mantelpiece. All right, let's go to a track of theirs now. SOS with Drop It Low, the English version on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Hello, this is SOS sending love from Indonesia. Thanks for the support, Asian Pop Radio Australia, and to all 911 fans in Australia. Hope to see you one day soon. SOS!
I don't need your attention. I'm losing interest. I'm not the girl that you know. You gotta get it.
Drop it low, 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 friction. I'm just like that.
Drop it low, 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 freak show. To the party, better get down. Could be your way down. I will let you get on my for tonight. Take a chance and free your mind. The beautiful night feels alright.
Drop it, drop it, drop it low. Yeah. Drop it, drop it down. Drop it, drop it, drop it low.
Let me drop low, it low, down. Down.
Drop it, drop it, oh.
Follow my rule.
Drop it, drop it.
I'm gonna rock you, babe.
SOS Radio Australia, Drop It Low, the English version. And again, you've got the chance to win that CD if you head to our Facebook page. BJ, we're talking about the eventful moments of the Asian pop world of 2014. You've got some, I've got some, but we thought we'd get some people on the line to ask them what their big moments were of 2014.
Exactly. All right.
Going now to Vanessa Devine, who's on the line. How are you going, Vanessa?
Hi, good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I'm just really beside myself to have you on the phone. I'm just excited. This is my moment of 2014.
Oh my goodness, I feel so honoured.
Now, all the moments aren't good, not all good, not all bad, right? But you've got a bit of a mix, and you had a bit of an awkward moment at a K-pop event, is that right?
Oh, I've had a lot of awkward moments, so it's quite hard to choose one. But yes, I've had some really great ones and some really bad ones, but this one is kind of awkward, yes.
Yeah, well, it involves a screwdriver and a bit of a threat, huh?
Yeah.
I'm guessing they weren't trying to threat to put IKEA furniture together for you.
Unfortunately, no, although I would have liked it. So I was having dinner with...
Oh, right.
Oh, my God, the guy with the screwdriver. He's come back for more! All right, I think we've got Vanessa back on the line. You there, Vanessa?
Hello, hello.
All right, so this awkward moment with a screwdriver and a bit of a threat. Is this right?
Pretty much what happened is me and an unnamed idol, just his safety, we came out of a restaurant and we were talking about business and his tours. And we had a couple of shots of soju together, so yep. There's nothing wrong with that. As we came out of the restaurant, he just put his hands on my shoulders just to turn me right, because obviously I have no idea where I am when I'm in Korea.
And drinking soju.
Yeah, well, of course. And the fan obviously misinterpreted that in I don't know which way. She was absolutely in love with this guy. And so her and a couple of her friends were waiting at the front. And she, when he put his hands on my shoulders to direct me, she actually jumped out from behind a van with a big bag. And it must have been her school bag. And she said something in Korean and yelled it at him. And he just apologized and bowed back to her. But she actually pulled a screwdriver out of her bag.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
Pointed it at me, and of course I don't know what's going on. I'm thinking, why sort of screwdriver, you funny girl? And so I just stood there, didn't I? And she started threatening me with a screwdriver, not really the idol. And it turns out she was saying, you know, step away from him, he's mine. You're
wow.
At him. Oh, I think she must have thought I was his girlfriend, but no, we don't
there.
Go there.
Yeah, overprotective fan.
What do they call it, that thing? Oh, they're quite
unstable is a good word.
Very much, but she was in high school, yeah.
Wow.
It was about 2 a.m. in the morning as well.
There you go. Dedicated fan. Keep
well,
it
maybe
up.
Maybe she has some loose screws over there.
Yeah. Loose screws. You know, the idol actually ended up getting down on his hands and knees and apologizing to her.
To her?
No way.
Wow. Now, that's fan service.
To the extreme.
All right. Yeah, right.
Now, another K-pop idol moment that you had. You apparently sitting next to an idol, didn't know who it was, even after he told you that he was an idol, and you only learnt later on.
Yeah, look, I often meet a lot of idols, and I can't really keep track of faces and names. I'm really terrible at it.
Well, so, they look different with their makeup off, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. So sometimes when people introduce themselves to me, they only introduce themselves as their first name, and unless you kind of know every single person in K-pop, it's really hard to match everyone.
Mm, that's pretty much a small country.
Yeah, exactly. So I was sitting next to, I was at a party for another idol. It was his birthday. And I was sitting next to this guy. And he was really good looking, of course. And I'm saying, well, everyone in Korea is good looking. And I introduced myself and he's like, oh, hi. My name is Kevin. And I was like, oh, cool. Nice to meet you, Kevin. And he's like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, oh, you know, this and that in K-pop, whatever. What do you do? He's like, oh, I'm a singer. I was like, oh, everyone in Korea thinks they're a singer. And he was like, no, I actually am. I was like, yep, sure, whatever. Because it's so common. And then he said, well, have you ever heard of UKIP? And I was like, yeah, I have. And then
and you're like, oh, my God, I hate that band. So irritating. No.
No, they're so cute. And Kevin is so cute. And yeah. then we sat and talked. And then about 20 minutes later, someone was like, oh, so how do you like Kevin from UKIS? I was like, what? Kevin from UKIS? He's like, you're sitting next to Kevin from UKIS. I'm like, oh my God, you're Kevin from UKIS?
And your third moment that you mentioned earlier on was that you had a bit of a dance-off with the choreographer in the street. What was that about?
No, this I think be really good at spotting like people that work in the industry, and I was just outside of a club in Korea, just minding my own business as I am and being social. And this guy just absolutely covered in tattoos, and he was so kind of creative looking. And I just walked up to him, and I was like, "Oh, I really like your tattoos; they're really cool." And we got talking, and turns out he's a choreographer for Crayon Pop.
Wow!
And yeah, he can actually dislocate his shoulders.
Oh
his
no!
And,
yeah, oh yeah, I know guys that can do that.
I'd love to see him do that while he's dancing to Jumping.
Well, I got a video of him, but I don't know what happened to it. He won, of course, because I can't duplicate anything.
Yeah, well, maybe you should keep trying into the new year. Maybe that can be a New Year's resolution.
Maybe you need a screwdriver.
All right, well, Vanessa, 2015 is going to be pretty hard to top that, isn't it?
Oh, I hope it's so much better. Hopefully less threats.
Thanks for
Everybody
joining.
Just calm down. If you like fans, it's okay.
Thanks for joining us on the show, Vanessa.
You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Bye, Chat Vanessa. Soon. Bye-bye.
사랑이 무엇인지 This is the intro to Katie's intro to Asian Pop.
Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Welcome to this week's intro to Asian Pop. Today we are taking a look at the ups and downs of K-pop girl group EXID. A two-year-old group made up of five members, Solji, Lee, Hani, Hyerin, and Junghwa, they are currently under Yeardang Entertainment. They debuted in early 2012, however they were originally six members strong and they had to delay their debut due to their main rapper Lee sustaining a leg injury. Ouch. However, they pulled through and debuted with Hola on the 16th of February. Their songs from this time seem very 21-like and are full of power. While the group had managed to get onto the stages, not long after they faced their next issue. Three of the original members, Yuji, Dami and Haeryung, would be leaving the group. With only half a group, promotions would be very hard to maintain, so Solji and Hyerin joined the team. Now with a five-member strong lineup, they made their comeback with their first mini-album, Hippity Hop, in the same year. Next year led to even more trouble. While EXID created the subunit Dasoni and released more music and collaborations, including one with Beast's Jeonghyun, they were under fire for a 19+ promoted song that was originally released as just 15+. Fans were not too impressed to say the least, due to the bad media play. Luckily, this year, 2014, has seen the girls' popularity boom. In June, they changed their company to Yeardang Entertainment and released Up and Down. While it had barely any impact when first released, the catchy hit has been on repeat for months now, thanks to a viral video of Hani performing to it. So, while there have been a ton of upheavals for the group, EXID have come a long way and surpassed all obstacles thrown at them. From nearly breaking up, they are now thriving, and the future looks much brighter for them. Hopefully, they will be seeing far more ups than downs now. That's it for this week's intro to Asian Pop. Tune in next week to learn more about another artist.
Check out youtube.com/Asian Pop Radio for exclusive podcasts, interviews with your favourite musicians or idols, reviews and more.
We are it.
down, down. 말투, 내 표정들 날 헷갈리게 하면서 난 흘리지 또 흘리지 없는 척 모르는 척 들었다 놨다 하면서 넌 부리지 기부리지 빙글 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 돌리지 말고 no Hey baby boy 아슬아슬하게 스치지 말고 no 그만 좀 건드려 건드려 애매한 고개를 돌려 위 아래 위 아래
Another awesome intro to Asian Pop, thanks to Katie. Isn't she on fire, BJ?
Yeah, Katie is lovely.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Excellent.
Pretty.
Pretty.
Good smart. All those good things.
Mm-hmm.
We have our interview coming up very, very shortly with OJ Law, a Malaysian recording artist. He came onto the scene, I guess I took notice of him around 2011, first time I heard of him. Mm-hmm. I think he was a song featured on the Met 10 chart in Malaysia.
All right.
Fantastic Adventure.
Yeah.
But I think he's been around performing since about 2008.
Yeah.
We're going to have a chat to him next. I thought we'd kick off with one of his new tracks, or one of his newer tracks, My Life as a Film. This is OJ Law on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Sisters
Asian Pop Radio Australia. We're looking back on 2014, the moments of Asian pop that did something for us, right, BJ?
All brilliant moments that were there.
And we have got a very dedicated listener on the line, someone that's been with us pretty much right from the start. Robert, how are you going?
Good.
You're so dedicated, you're at a Christmas function for work and you're still calling through to the show. That's awesome.
I try.
Are you on your best behaviour? We're just making sure.
I am, I promise.
Yeah, I believe that. Do you have a particular moment of 2014 that stood out for you in regards to the big, scary, exciting Asian pop world?
I don't think I have a specific pinpointed moment. There's been a lot of interesting points throughout the year. Jedi Scuffs Countdown summarised it very well, I think. Contrary to maybe some of the views, I think most of the songs were highlighted the year pretty well.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm. So you've been very actively listening.
I have been trying very hard, whether it be while I'm still falling asleep on the train or whether I'm grinding through the peak Melbourne traffic.
There you go. I think Robert does sometimes a better job of reposting our show than the Asian Pop Radio family.
I love your dedication.
It's only been a couple of weeks.
So, Robert, tell us, is there a particular thing that you're looking forward to the most in 2015? Like a particular concert coming up or a showcase or perhaps a series, anything like that?
I think probably my biggest looking forward to of next year would be to hopefully actually go to my first Asian pop concert.
Wow.
Whereabouts?
This is something I would like to do. I don't know of one coming up yet that I can get to. I'm going to keep an eye out.
Well, we know of two things that should be coming to Melbourne and Sydney, and that's not the one that we've already announced. So we're pretty excited, and they should both be two K-pop related concerts. So I think you'll have something to choose from.
Awesome.
So we're doing our best to find out when we can announce that and get the full details on it. So you have to keep listening. Maybe you can come along with us.
You can be assured I will.
Excellent. Robert, thank you so much for being a dedicated listener and for all the support throughout the year.
No worries. Well, thank you for letting me listen and bringing such variety to Australia.
Thanks, Robert.
Lovely to have you on the show.
Hello, this is Jun, and this is Will of 365, and you are listening to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
So if you means to me. And if you tell me what it means to you, all love, I'll tell you what it means to me. If you tell me what it means to you, all love, I'll tell you what it means to me. And if you tell me what it means to you, all love, I'll tell you, I'll tell you.
OJ Law, welcome to Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure. Firstly, if we head to your Facebook page to find out a little of what genre of music you like to work with, it says Banana Indie Soul Rocktronica. Can you explain that to us?
The hardest question you can ask any artist, I think, is what they sound like, right?
Yeah.
It's just basically a combination of all these different sort of genres that I like, and I just threw them all together. I really like soul music, I like indie music, I like electronica.
Okay, so let's have a look at your influences. What would you say your major influences are?
Oh, wow, that's a really hard question. Can I just go and look at my Facebook and then start reading the artists that I wrote?
Oh, well, tell us, can you pinpoint it to a favorite artist? No.
No, I really can't. I mean, it kind of changes because what I was listening to when I grew up was obviously like really important. So I grew up on stuff like the Beatles and Michael Jackson. Then in my teens, I got more into like, I guess, like sort of alternative indie stuff that was happening at the time. Like in my teens, I was listening to like Radiohead and Björk, you know, Massive Attack. Then as I got into my sort of 20s and I started getting into like 70s soul, 60s Motown stuff as well.
Okay.
Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder and stuff like that.
You're currently based in KL, right? You grew up in KL as well?
I was born in the UK, in London, and I lived there for a number of years, then moved back to Malaysia with my family and sort of been bouncing back and forth, but now I'm based in Malaysia, yeah.
Cool. So it wasn't just a really good international school you went to, hence the accent?
The international school probably helped, but I already had the accent by the time I had gone to school.
Very good. Well earned.
Yeah.
All right. Well, how about we get started with what your first big break was? Where did it all start off for you?
I had recorded, I guess, like my second album, and I was just recording, well, albums, I say albums, I was just recording like collections of songs and putting them online, and at the time it was all on MySpace because that was the thing back then. So eventually off my second album, some of the songs started getting picked up by local radio stations here in Malaysia. I had no idea about this until I started getting messages from like people saying, oh, they really liked these songs they had been hearing
yeah.
on the radio. And so that was cool. And then after that, I started getting offered gigs, and it kind of all spiraled slowly from there. So I guess that was from back in maybe, I'm guessing 2008. And then so sort of since then, it's just sort of like started growing. And before then, like with these albums, I was just sort of like just recording bits and pieces and putting it together. And then I tried, I guess, taking it more seriously.
Sure.
Now that maybe people are listening, it's just like, okay, maybe I should spend a bit more time crafting the songs.
It's always a good bit of validation, isn't it, when you find out people are listening to your work?
Yeah. I mean, I would have been doing it regardless. Obviously, I was. But yeah, of course, obviously, if there's an audience, then yeah, it's very nice that, you know, people have been very nice about the music. So that's
okay. Well, I think our first glimpse of your music was your track "Fantastic Adventure," which features yep. vocals of Liana Fizzy.
Liana Fizzy. Yeah, that's correct.
Totally messed that one up. How did you guys end up? How did you guys end up working together on that one?
I was like a fan. She used to be in this band called Estrella. Coachella, and they were quite big here in KL. And she always had, she had this sort of Nina Persson from the Cardigans sort of vocal thing.
Yeah.
And there was a period in my life where like I was like a huge fan of the Cardigans.
Yeah, we all went through that.
Yeah. So I'd always wanted to write a song in that sort of style of like early Cardigans. And so that's how Fantastic Adventure came about. And so when I had written that, then I instantly realized that, okay, I need a female singer who can do that sort of vocal to sing on the track. And so I immediately thought of Liana. I wasn't friends with her or anything.
Okay.
I emailed her and it turned out we had like a few mutual friends. So then we, you know, we met up and yeah, she liked the song. And so she sang on it. And that's how that track came to be.
Why don't we go and take a trip and get away somewhere?
Let's talk about the album. What can we expect from the album?
It's a bit different from my last album. I guess it's more piano and synth driven. So it's called Let's Be Adult. It should be out in February, I think. So right now I'm just wrapping up the artwork. I'm finishing my video, which I shot a couple of weeks ago for my next single.
Ah, the next one's ready to go, is it?
It's ready to go. Just waiting for the video edit to be done. So hopefully they'll be out in January. And that's called Introverts. I'm quite excited about that because I've kind of been sitting on this song and in fact the whole album for like a good 8 months or so, I guess, just getting, trying to piece everything together sort of like and time everything to come out at the same time.
Well, yeah. I mean, after your last one, Tongue Tied, we're expecting big things. It was pretty clever MV.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It was a lot of fun shooting that video.
Oh, cool. All right, well, you'll have to make sure you let us know when the album's out so we can check it out and support you all the way. And yeah, I guess thanks so much for joining us on Asian Pop Radio.
Thank you for having me.
Let's go to some Magic Power J-pop for you on Asian Pop Radio Australia.
Let's rock and roll, 刷签到的射手，烂个了，我是神射手 ，Let's rock and roll， 大无赦的射手，烂个了，无敌神射手 ，Let's rock and roll， 刷签到的射手，Super cool。
Magic Power on Asian Pop Radio Australia. That's about all for us this week, BJ.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Thank you so much
that
if you've tuned into our program on the Community Radio Network.
Thank you very much.
Lots of different stations that have been playing us right across 2014, like Joy 94.9, 2SER in Sydney, Switch 1197, Brisbane, Cairns FM, Tank FM and Tassie. You guys have all been big supporters and we really appreciate it and hope that the show keeps getting played into the new year.
Obviously.
We'll do our best. Mm-hmm. We've got one more show for the week next week, and I'm pretty sure that's going to be our Christmas episode with lots of Christmassy Asian pop tracks. So if there's a particular Asian pop Christmas track that you would like for us to play on the show, make sure you inbox us via Facebook, fb.com/Asian Pop Radio Australia. You can even like message us on Twitter. We'll do our best to get it in.
Yeah, exactly. Facebook, Twitter, you name it.
All right, we're going to go out with some Big Flow. Big thank you to all the Asian Pop Radio team members that contributed to another week and our social media pages. Done a great job. Bad Mama Jama on Asian Pop Radio Australia. Thanks,
excellent.
BJ.
See you in Christmas.
What? See ya.
See ya.
Ladies and gents, Big Flow is back. We create your sound, your day. And if you ain't know who they are, you about to know how bad they are. Hey girl, show them how you doing.
Mama Jama.
우리 남자들이 자꾸 널 원해. Hey, 그런 일이 조금 빈번해. Hey, one, two, three, step. 너의 당장 발걸음은 no way. 그래, 네 얼굴이 조금 반반해. 그래, 솔직히 난 홀딱 반해. Yeah. 너란 렌즈를 꼈나봐. 너 빼곤 아무것도 안 보여. 널 위한 바보여. 뭐. 근육이 빵빵하진 않지만. 뜨거운 가슴으로 널 안기엔 적당한 사이즈. 뭐. 그래, 완벽하지는 않지만.
This is Asian Pop Radio Australia with your host, Jay John.
Hoping, waiting for a chance I was never taking. Safe here, this fear behind the smile I was faking.
The latest music releases and concert info, like Asian Pop Radio on Facebook. Help us trend. Hashtag Asian Pop Radio.